It used to be that when teams came into the John Glass Fieldhouse, they feared for their hockey lives. Bemidji State always won on Friday nights, rarely lost on Saturdays. Now let's not kid ourselves. The teams coming into the Sanford Center are a whole lot better than those teams that came into the John Glass Fieldhouse. But your Bemidji State Beavers need to do a better job of taking care of their home ice. And that starts by putting teams away in the third period.
Ooh, what I believe is all that I am. Take it away. I'm only a man.
Bemidji State wouldn't have been able to put away the St. Cloud State Huskies if they didn't start well. And if you ask anyone who was at the game last night, the Fitzgerald line, the best line on the ice.
BSU 3-on-2 into the offensive zone, deflected, they score! Right out in front, Miles Fitzgerald, Beavers lead 1-0.
A perfectly placed shot low to the ice with Fitzgerald slanting towards the net, he redirected it and it climbed right up to the glove side.
And then don't forget Nate Arntz playing Babe Ruth.
Bemidji State's Ruslan Padan, back for Graham McCormick, who mans it ahead now, Phil Marinaccio. He'll toss one in between the circles, Nate Arntz scores! Right out of midair! Are you kidding me? Beavers lead 2-1.
Nate Arntz must have played baseball. I mean, that was a full baseball swing at a puck about chest level.
Starting good is one thing. Bemidji State finished very poorly last night. Two goals given up in the final 29 seconds.
The bottom line was I don't like the result, and I'm not happy about that goal the last 8 seconds. You can sit there and say the game was over, but we have to take some pride in our game right there, and I'm actually disappointed in that right there. Then I'm disappointed that we gave a shot up in the, you know what, right at the center ice faceoff. So those are some things right there that I'm disappointed in.
Your Beavers need to put fear in the Huskies tonight. From start to finish, the Noosa pregame show is next on the Beaver Radio Network.